Okay, we we started Siman Kuf Hey. When we began, I told you that Siman Kuf Hey are the rules of how Bliyas travel, the, so to speak, the engine of Hilchis Taruvus and Basa B'Cholav. And all we really covered so far in Sif Aleph was the dinim of Kavush, of things that are soaked. Here in Sif Beis, and for the next few Sifim, we deal with how foods, how Bliyas travel through heat. Now, everybody is familiar with the idea that there's a concept of Kli Rishayin, a concept of Kli Sheini, and a concept of Iroi Kli Rishayin. Kli Rishayin is the pot in which was on the fire. That's called the Kli Rishayin. And it doesn't have to be on the fire now. There's no difference if it's presently on the fire or not presently on the fire. As long as it was on the fire, that makes it a Kli Rishayin. A Kli Sheini is the keli into which the contents of the Kli Rishayin were poured. The coffee mug is a Kli Sheini. And the question of a ladle is something the Taz will talk about. We'll discuss the Taz in Yitzhak Hashem, but we'll ignore that for now. We have a Kli Rishayin, which was on the fire, a Kli Sheini, where the Defanos were not on the fire. The walls of the keli were cold. The food was put in. And in between, there's a concept of Iroi Kli Rishayin. Iroi Kli Rishayin means, if I have a pot of hot liquid, and I pour it onto cold lakshin. Let's say I have some noodles in a bowl, and I pour the chicken soup onto the noodles. And now I want to fish out the noodles and eat the noodles without the chicken soup. Are the noodles fleishig? So that depends if Iroi Kli Rishayin gives a taste. Iroi Kli Rishayin means the pouring from the Kli Rishayin onto the noodles. So those are the three, that's the order we're going to deal with it. Kli Rishayin, Kli Sheini, and then Iroi Kli Rishayin. Those are the three issues. The simplest issue is Kli Rishayin, which is only the first line or so of this sif. But as everything simple in halacha, there are certain complications. The Shulchan Aruch itself is rather simple. Chaim shel Kli Rishayin, shehayad seledes bay, mevashul va'oser kulay. We'll stop there for a minute. The heat of a Kli Rishayin, provided that it's still yatzeh ledes bay, that it's still hot, mevashel va'oser kulay. It does two things. It's mevashel and it asks. Now, there are two concepts. Mevashel is a concept for Hilchus Shabbos, or Hilchus Basa B'Cholav, that in a Kli Rishayin, food becomes improved through the heat. That we call bishul. So it's mevashel. And also, anything which is mevashel gives taste. So it's mevashel and oiser kulay. It does both. It cooks and it gives taste. Now, there's no shach, there's no taz. It would seem simple enough. There are a few points in the Pesachei Tshuva. Let's see first Pesachei Tshuva Zayin, and then we'll go back to Pesachei Tshuva Vav. Now, Pesachei Tshuva Zayin, he writes, I am b'sefer b'char shar b'chidusha b'cholun dav kuf gimel, shekasad. The kivan da'anan loy b'ki'inan, since it's hard for us to know exactly, b'shiur shekresa shaltinik nichve, yatze ledes by is the heat that the delicate belly of a baby would become burnt. And because no one wants to experiment and come with the exact shear, so we don't know exactly what the shear is. That you have to be sure that it doesn't have yatzila this by. Even in this drabbanon, you have to try to figure it out. It's a common mistake, which is not only in our time, but you see the Pesachei Tshuva says it was a common time mistake in the time of the Bechor Shor, a couple hundred years ago, that people think yatzei ledes by. It means if you put your hand in it, you can't keep your hand in the water. It's too hot to keep your hand there. You have to pull it out. Now that's called Yad Nichmiz Bay. It's nothing to do with this halacha. Yatze ledes by is sheer shekreisa shaltedek nichves by. And as he says, it's very hard to be mishar. They are shiurim as low as the 110 numbers. Fiyatze ledes by. And shiurim that go higher. It's very difficult to say precisely what the shiur is.
Why do you use the lotion of yatze ledes by to refer to that?
It means the yad feels the heat. Yad say lettuce spice. It doesn't say yad nichlis spice. It doesn't mean it gets burnt. I cannot. My understanding is that yad nichlis spice means it's too hot to keep your hand there. And yad say lettuce spice means that you sense the heat with your hand. So if you don't want to be hot, you pull your hand back. But the ma'aser, this is as I said, for tshuva, and all the paiskim agree. They don't all agree on the number, but they all agree with the concept that the Pisei Tshuva is bringing here. Now, go back one to Sifkat and Vav. Kli Risha Sheyatze Ledes Bay. Ayin Shash Sifkat and Hay Shechaylik Al HaMashal Shemachmir Av She'en HaYatze Ledes Bay. Now, you have to know, in Kuf Hay, the Mashal is the Reish HaMachmirim. In every single halacha, it says here, the Mashal is Machmir. All the shiurim of what causes Blias to travel. Mashal maybe had a very sensitive taste. He felt that Blias traveled more easily. So he brings here that the Mashal was Machbir, Av She'en HaYatze Ledes Bay. He said a Kli Risha is always awesome. Vaf B'tshuvis, I don't know who that is, maybe Beis Yitzchak Simchav, Beis Yaakov Simchav, Shepasak Kedas Mashal, Mishum Yerushalmi Masha Kavasei. Now he's saying is that when something is on the fire and it's being heated to a higher temperature, that the Marshal says that they have to be machmir no matter what. Now obviously if it's still cold, he doesn't mean that you have to be machmir. But he's saying that when it's heating on the fire, even if it's not yatzei ledes bay, you should be machmir. He seems to say that we're machmir like this. I never heard of this chumrah in the paiskim, except that it's generally a case of unapikiyim. If it's cold, it's cold. If it's not, it's hard to know how hot is hot. Now, this is the extent of Yikli Risha, which is simple. What?
Does the fire have to be on for this chumrah?
Yeah, he says the chumrah is only the fire is on. He says it's the last line of the Pesach. Now, there is a question that I'm asked very often, and that is, someone says, I put something into the Kli Risha, and I quickly pulled it out. I realized immediately that it was the wrong thing. So let's say someone takes a milk and a spoon and puts it into a pot of chicken soup, and as they're putting it in, they realize they quickly pull it out. What is the amount of time that's required for Blias to work? Things don't get hot in a split second. You can put your finger through a fire and it doesn't get hot in a second. What is the shear? So there's one maramakim on this, and that is Pisrei Tshuva Ches. However, there are two Pisrei Tshuva Cheses in this sif. So it's not the Ches on this side, it's the Ches on the next side. Where he brings the Chamudei Daniel, which is a Ksav Yad, which this is really the only maramokah for the shayla. I am a sefer chamudei Daniel shekasav. The einoy nesar tekev im silek miyad elim ken shal ktsas. The fact is that in a split second it doesn't happen. He has to be shayek ktsas. Come on, and he brings a raya. Koshamu b'simin tzadik beisif beis im niyar v'kise miyad mutter. That if you stir something, as soon as it falls in, it's mutter. The case there is, a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. Now, in a Kli Risha. Now, and there's 60 in the pot against the drop of milk. However, the milk is going to be belayah first into the thing onto which it falls. It says, Amir v'kisa miyad, if you immediately stir it, then the bliya spreads. There's a split second before you started stirring it. So for that reason, we see that in a split second it's not Beleya. And that's the psaki of the Chamudei Daniel, that in a split second it's not Beleya.
How do you know?
It's only this Baileia, it's Nas Nevela. You mean it would make it even worse? What's this Nas Nevela? You need Shishim against the whole thing. Yeah, nothing happened. But the Chamud Eliyahu has this chiddush that in a split second, it's not Baileia. It's hard for us to be Bekiyim in how long a split second is. It's a very difficult thing. Halacha Lamaisa, if the Atzerufim, we certainly would be Mekel. Without Tzerufim, if we're sure, sometimes. But for the stirring, the Cholav would have acid the thing it fell on. Okay, it could maybe be Mechalik, but the Maisa Rechunde Daniel is Medama. And he says that if you pull it out immediately, it's not Beleia. And.
Even for the spoon?
Even for the spoon, yeah. Okay, so this is Din of Kli Rishon, relatively simple. Kli Sheni, though, is the subject of a great dispute. Now, I just want to explain. There's a Tysus in Kira. That's true. There's no question that to kasha something, it has to stay in for half a minute to be kasha. It's not true. We'll experiment. Crisis shall take this, is why we can't experiment, but this you could experiment. It won't be. You could put your finger through a fire, your finger doesn't get hot. If you put a spoon through a fire, it's not going to get hot. I'm not sure, but try it. You could try it to report back next week. I tell people to leave it in the pot for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, you know, in the boiling water for kashering. Toiveling is a split second.
So if you're kashering many pieces of utensils, you should wait as you put them in.
That's dumb. That's to heat it up.
If the heat has to be off the kashering, the 20 to 30 seconds. That's just what I heard about our farm, and that's how halacha works. They mean the 20 seconds, the 30 seconds. Yeah. That's what I heard by the people that give up sack.
It's a physical thing.
I don't remember a number of seconds. Well, 20 seconds is l'chumra. L'chumra the reverse. It's hard to be mishayer. The pesachum is mekel by removing it miyad. If you remove it miyad, it's mekel. Yeah, I guess that would be another application of it. If you have a hot pot that just touches for a split second, that as you're moving, it touches the counter for a second, or something like that. Nothing happened. The same idea. All right, so this is the Chamudei Daniel. For some reason, every time I look for the Chamudei Daniel, I remember the Tzuras Hadaf, at least in the Shulchan Aruch, I always think it's in Tzadik Ches or Tzadik Tes. I always turn the pages there, I can't find it, and then I keep on turning until I bump into it. Maybe now I'll remember it's in Kofei, but the fact that the Chamudei Daniel says this, is it's an important idea to know. All right, so that's Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon is simple. What? That's Eroi. That's something. All right, we're talking here about Kli Rishon. Eroi Kli Rishon is always a split second. All right, so we'll talk about Eroi Kli Rishon. Now, what about Kli Sheni? The Mechaber doesn't go to Eroi Kli Rishon. The Mechaber jumps to Kli Sheni. He says, Aval. Oh, I want there to be Magdim. Tosis and Shabbos and Perakira, which is the Makar for Dina Kli Sheni, brings three shittas about a Kli Sheni. So I just want to explain how you have three shittas. It is Baleia, it's not Baleia. So Tosfos says there's a shita that Kli Sheni cooks. There's a shita Kli Sheni does nothing. And there's an in-between shita which seeks to reconcile the Sugya Masechta Shabbos with the Sugya Masechta Cholin to say that a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, it doesn't cook. But it is maflinu mavliya, but bliyas do go. In other words, this, which we're all accustomed to putting bishul and maflinu mavliya in the same boat, and saying if it cooks, the bliyas go. If it doesn't cook, the bliyas don't go. That's the way we always talk. It's not true. There's mevashel, and there's maflinu mavliya. They're two different things. You can have things that are hot enough to give a bliya, not hot enough to have a din of bishul. If it's hilchos Shabbos, which depends on dinei bishul, the Gemara says that a kli sheni is okay. And for dinei basar b'chalav in the Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about bliyas, the Gemara is saying it's not okay. So Taisidus is the stira. So the one teretz is that it's mevashel, but it's not for the mavliyas. So there are actually three sheepes. What? It's not mevashel, but it's for the mavliyas. So I just want you to understand the language. Let's see here the Shulchan Aruch. Avo, the second line of Sif Beis. Avo chayim shel klisheni ain mevashel. However, Zakta Mechaber, klisheni is not mevashel. And that's his psak, the Fustam Shita. Some say that this includes that it's not mafil, it's not mavliya. Klisheni has no din in halacha. But there's another yeshayim to become akay mumafil and mavliya vaisa kedei klipa. There's another shita. Now this shita is that it only asks kedei klipa, not bekulai. V'roy lachish lizar b'davel lechatchila. And mechabes psak is that lechatchila you should be machmir. I will be the other, but to be like klipa or bedocha baal masagi.
The first sheet says there's no bishul, but the first sheet is absolute.
There's no bishul. That we zecha pasul. That he doesn't bring a sheet that holds differently. Lagabe mafru mavliya, he brings two sheetes, and he paskins the chatchila lahachmir the diavad lahakol. The Ramah and Sif Gimel will agree with this lechaber. And therefore, the shita of the Mechaber and of the Ramah is that a klisheni is mutter. Here it sounds like there's absolutely no difference what the temperature is. No, if it cooled off on the Atzeleh display, then it's no worse than a klirishin. It's no worse than a klirishin. It's not more chomer than a klirishin. So any heat that in a klirisha will be mutter is mutter in a klisheini.
I
mean, if it's a very high temperature. Yes, we're saying that it's not mevashel even if it's a high temperature. No, not if it's a light less than yatsa light. Right. I want to explain, Ramesha writes in the tshuva that you have to understand that you could have a klisheni where the water is 200 degrees, and you could have a klirishin where the water is 190, 180, 170 degrees. And we're saying the klirishin is mevashel, and the klisheni is not mevashel. So Ramesha writes in the tshuva that even though temperature is one way of measuring the quality of heat, the fact that the heat in a klisheni is more rapidly going down affects the quality of the heat. It affects the quality of the heat. In other words, one thing is the temperature that it has, and the other is the direction which is going. Ramesha there writes a chiddush atzum. It's a great chiddush to know the halacha. What is the lumdis? Before we get to the chaylkim, what is the lumdis of a klisheni being more kal? So the reason is the fadois makarois, the walls give a cooling effect to what's in the pot. The fanais, the cold walls, now mekara what's in it, mashenka and klirishin, where the walls themselves are hot. Sakhtar of Maishin, if you turn on the kitchen sink, you turn the faucet, you let the hot water out. The status we can argue about later, but let's assume it's iri klirishin. That what comes out of the faucet, it's coming from the boiler, it's iri klirishin, and it's mevashel. So if you have Maisha, if you turn on some cold water, even a small amount of cold water, the water is still hot. That gives it a status of a klisheni. If there's some cold water mixed with the hot water, then it has a din of a klisheni. Because just like the fanos makaros, just like the walls of a pot on the car, the same thing, a mixture of cold water. Now, I don't think he means a drip of cold water in gallons of hot water, but he means in something that lowers noticeably the temperature of the mixture, even though it may be still very hot. But if there's some cold water turned on together with the hot water, then Zakhar Meishin has a din of a klisheni. Now, this is a very handy tshuva to know for somebody who answers shailas, because common shaila, people doing the dishes and find that they used a milchika, either milchika sponge with a chalampat or different utensils. If there's cold water turned on together with the hot water, so then we're mekel. We give it actually a dinner for irik lisheini, which is mutal kuli alma. And then it's mutter.
So
the temperature doesn't matter. Now I reserve the right before the end of the day to tell you one exception to that. Okay, there was an opinion. Ramesha Bick held that the different pipes make each pipe is a cliche, a cliche, a cliche, a cliche. I'm not sure that anybody else agrees with that. And I assume he used it only as a tziruf, as a sniff. But the fact is that it says earlier in Basa B'cholov that as long as nifsak ha-kiluach, it's a straight flow, it has a din of klirishin. So I'm not sure of irik klirishin. So I'm not sure exactly how a big held of it.
As long as it's tat.
Yes.
Just extending this next step, you know, you wash the dishes and everything is right.
Yes.
But you use the milk tablecloth
to dry it. There's no problem. Anything you use to dry it, there's no problem. And in addition, you know how you kasha cloth?
You
just put in the washing machine, yeah. Place it says you pound it and use hot water and soap.
It's a white coat spray, so she's used the wrong, use the dish towel,
yeah, the wife is right, but it doesn't make anything tragic.
Just wrap
it. All right, now, the shiny, let's get back. What? Give me a chance. I'll explain it when we read this, because I can't understand. The sheet is about cliché. Yes.
I think you're explaining, you see, if I put something raw in a 200-degree cliché, I put something raw in a 180-degree cliché, after 5 minutes, the cliché shall be more complete.
Let's try it. I don't mind trying it. I'm curious. I'm curious how it would work. Let's try it. We could try with an egg. An egg, you can tell the amount of heat. An egg would cook in anything.
Right.
An egg cooks in minimal heat. Maybe an egg's a bad example. Try it. I don't know. I'm open to egg is definitely Kali Abishal. So an egg may not be a good example. But
you don't know what
we know that meat is not Kali Abishal. That's for certain. So we'll take a piece of raw meat. No one's going to want to taste raw meat. That's the problem.
How are you going to judge it?
How are you going to judge it?
Carrots.
Okay, Rabbi Shua. I would like to test it. If not, so we'll have to think about it. Yeah.
The fact that the walls cool off would seem to be a riot to the concept of no immediate cooking, that it takes a little bit of time, because otherwise, once an afternoon like that, it cools off. Right now, it's 200 degrees.
I think Ramesh is saying, I think that the quality of the 200 degrees is different.
Shouldn't
there be a difference in the quality?
And the material of the pot also make a difference?
So what do you want? The Shulchan Aruch should give different shura for different thicknesses and different material.
If you poured it into a cliche,
I think Rebelski here once mentioned that when I wasn't here 1 week, that a styrofoam cup doesn't have a din of the Tefadis Makaros, I believe he said that. And I'm not sure what the Nafkamina Lalocha was, because I followed up with it later. So if you do an experiment, you can't use styrofoam. You have to use a plain metal cup.
I don't know.
Okay, let's get back to cliché. Mechaber Ramah, and whatever we're going to learn, don't forget that Mechaber Ramah are makel by a cliché. You can't get away from the fact that the Beis Yosef and the Ramah are makel. Everybody else jumps on the Mashal Shita, which is the cliché is Mevashel Bekulai, and they go through the rayas from different Rishayim. The Taz here has a long Arichus. I'll trouble you to turn to the next side and just read his final Psak. all the rayas for a different time. The last three lines of the second page of the Taz, second page of our pages, the page that has Sif Gimel on it, Ula Inyan Maisa. He says, Halacha l'maisa, yesh lifsayt l'chumra kedas marshal. I'm reading the end of Taz. You have our print?
Is it dot?
You have the old print. So it's the bottom of the Taz, three lines on the bottom. Ula Inyan Maisa. Okay. Ula Inyan Maisa, yesh lifsayt l'chumra kedas marshal. Befrat shatur svira le gam kein hachi. He says that we should pass in l'chumra on a kli rishon. Rak b'makim hefsid gadol. The davar chashuv yeslish maich ala beis yisuf. B'simisamaches v'ramav b'sif gimel kan lahakul b'diyav. So he says that l'chatchila, if it's not a hefsid, I don't know what he means hefsid gadol v'davar chashuv, but he's saying if it's a small hefsid, it's not important to you, then you should be machmir on a klisheni. So the Taz takes the position that a klisheni is l'chomra. Now,
where's the period after the b'diyav or after l'chatchila?
You could put the period wherever you like.
No,
the
period starts next
to. There should be no period between them.
So it's period then.
Yeah.
That's just Mafra Mavliya?
That it's Mafra Mavliya. That's not what Hilchis Shabbos is talking about. Hilchis Basul B'Cholom. Now there's a very stark Akasha on this sheet. Now, before we get to the Kasha, we have to talk about Iri Kli Rishon, which the Mechaber does not talk about. He leaves it to be figured out from Sif Gimel. But the Shach, now we didn't get to the Shach yet. Right now we have the two opposite Shittas, the Chaber Amor on Mekel, on Klisheni, Mashal is Machmir even B'di'evet, and the Taz is Machmir except Efsa Merubin. What about Iri Kli Rishon? So let's learn Iri Kli Rishon, then we'll come back to Klisheni. In order to learn Iri Kli Rishon, I have to trouble you again. The Shach has a long Arichos in Sif Katan Hei, which we are not going to go through. He goes back and forth on the Shittas HaRishayim. But in middle, he has his Psak, Anan Kaimalon L'chumra, by Iri Kli Rishon. If you have the photostats, it's again on the same page that you are on for the Taz. There are medium-sized lines in the Shach. You go up in the medium-sized lines, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up. If you have a different print, look for a star and parenthesis in middle next to the word of Afilu. You have a notation to the Kli Sakesef. The Afilu. Well, there's a dot Ubebach. There's a dot followed by Ubebach. Yeah, all right. You have to have Afilu Bira a line before that, a little more than a line before that. Anan Kaimalon L'chumra. You see? Anan Kaimalon L'chumra, the Ire, the Kli Rishon, Mevashel Kedei Klipa. You'll be happy to hear that everyone agrees with this psak. It's confusing enough klisheni, at least. Iri Kli Rishon, everyone holds lahalochen as mevashel kedei klipa. Hilchah Kli Shabbos u'basa b'cholav aser. And therefore, Hilchah Shabbos, you're not permitted to pour a Iri Kli Rishon directly onto something that's not cooked. And basa b'cholav also bishul is aser. Vafilu b'iroi shenifsa kakiluach mavliya miya kedei klipa l'kuli alma. It's an important line. Even Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach. What is Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach? There's a school of thought. Magen Avraham says it clearly. And the truth is the Shacham Basav Cholov seems to agree with it. That Iroi is only... what's wrong with the Iroi? The fact that it's still connected to the Kli Rishon. As you're pouring, the heat is connected to the Kli Rishon. It's still connected to the source. That's called Iroi Shaloi Nifsak HaKiluach. There's no hefsik in the flow. When you have water coming out of your kitchen sink, hot water, it's lay nifsak hakiluach, it's coming from the boiler, and there's a continuous stream of hot water from the boiler to the spout at your kitchen sink. That's called irish nifsak hakiluach means a pouring shenifsak hakiluach, where the stream was interrupted. There was a hefsik, there was an interruption. For example, the most common example of irish nifsak hakiluach is when you have a spritz of you're working with your chalent, and some chalent spritzes. It's not a stream, it's a spray. Droplets of it go and they hit your par of a hot water urn or your milch kapat, and it gets hit with what we consider to be an iri l'klirishon. It's flowing from the klirishon, but it's nifsak hakiluach. At the time it hits it, it's not attached. That's called Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach. The Shach here holds that afilu bi yiru she nifsa ka kiluach mavli yami yakadei klipa l'kuli alma. He says that it's asur, kamash kasu apayiske, mekud nukach, parakei tzatzaylin, etc.
Even if it's nifsa ka, you do something, so it's rolling along.
So he holds, there's no difference, that nifsa ka luach is asur. Now you have to know that not everyone agrees that it's mikra adin. If you look in the Gilyam Arsha on the bottom, he brings on this, three lines from the bottom, in the Gilyam Arsha, it begins mavliya, Mavliya miya kadei klipel kuli alma, chumra ba'alma midrabanan mishpitzais. Mishpitzais is the prima garden. He said, it's true, we pass in the chumra, but it's a chumra ba'alma midrabanan. L'mashul, we had back in Simon Tzadik test, the Chachmas Adam said that if you have a spritz of chalent that goes onto your chaynik, that goes on, you have a kettle. Once upon a time, you used to have hot water kettles, or even your urn. And it gets a spritz of chalent on it, and it's hot, because chalent is hot, and it's a yirish and nifsak hakiluach. So the chayre makes it fleishik. So the Chachma Sadam there said that when mitzarif tashitas a rajba, we had a rajba, the last sif in Simon Tzadik test, that was called mishtamesh b'shefa. The rajba held that if a small bliya of treifis falls on a pot, pot is treifin, it has a bliya of treifis. But you're always mishtamish b'shefa. Every time you use that pot, you use 60 times the amount of that spritz. It's always used with 60 times the amount. So the Rashba said that you could use the lechatchila, there's no imavatlinis lechatchila, there's no gezeira, because you're never going to use it with 60 times that small spritz. So with less than 60 times, especially if it's so high up on the pot that if you filled it that high, it would have to be 60. So he said that the Chachmas Adam Paskin, that by Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, which is a Chumra Ba'alma, you can rely on the Shita Sarajba, but he said you should wait 24 hours, because it's easy to wait till Seinu Ben Yoma, it should be less Chumra, and he said that you could be Megal. That's an example of a Kula of Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach. But without a Tziruf, we're Machmir on Iroi Shenifsak HaKiluach, and there's no Tziruf. What? I'm talking when the chaynik is not on the fire. The chaynik is on a fire, it's hot, then it's a klirishin, that's belaya. You're right. You're talking about a cold chaynik on the side, and that's what we're talking about.
Is it now, bishul? This is lashon mavliya. It doesn't say bishul mavashul.
Okay, I don't think the lashon of nafkamina, but...
Shabbos
to be nafkamina. If the chaynik is hot, it's a klirishin. The chaynik itself is a klirishin.
So the chaynik
is shishim. If it has shishim, then it's okay. It depends. If the contents are okay, but not the keli is not okay, because we're not pekiyim if the bliya goes in this time or doesn't go in this time.
We have hot water in
the chaynik. Yeah, the hot water is fine, but the chaynik itself is fleishik. If you have a fleishik and chaynik, and there's a spritz of fleishik, if you have power of a chaynik, there's a spritz of fleishik on the outside, it becomes fleishik.
The
water is helps for shishim, yeah, but the chaynik itself remains fleishik. This is the din of Iroi. So far we're pretty clear. Kli Rishin by Labakulai. Iroi Kli Rishin Kde Klipa. Kli Sheni like the Machaber Amar, nothing. Like the Marshal, it goes Bakulai. Now this should be an obvious kasha.
Kli Sheni can't be less than Kli Rishin.
How could a Kli Sheni be worse than a Kli Rishin Shenifsak HaKiluach? And this is the Taina of the Nekudas HaKesef on the same side. He writes Ulafi on our prints on the fourth line, Lafishu Nimshach Ladas Marshal. Since there are those who like the Marshal Shita that Asers, Perikalabas Simin Ayin Aleph, Lakach Ezar Lisayur Laharis Barayas Berurais, the Klisheni Ainam Avliya Bakulai. It can't be that a klisheni is b'leia b'kulai. Why? Davadei kuli alma maidu di'iroi. Everyone agrees about pouring. Afilu nifsak hakiluach. Or dif b'klisheni, you could easily replace him b'kama duchti. And that everyone agrees that an iroi is worse than a klisheni. Vafilu iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach. Svir olay l'rashbam l'rabbeinu tam v'shar habi pleiskim deinam avli yaisim k'day klipa. Shai rashbam v'ayinu b'shitasi avi uraya di'iroi k'klisheni mech de periketz atzaylun. Dacha, no. The chamle techtsayin kailuf mishum de tatai gavar. That when you have hot on top of cold, it only goes kde klipa. Because tatai gavar will have that expression soon. The thing on bottom is the one that counts more. Alma irika klisheni veinim avashel. It's not one k'day klipa. Hach the parakets etzayla mayri be iri mamish. Va'afilo hachi enim avliya bekulai. V'imkein koshke klisheni. That's his kasha. A very stark kasha, and this is a kasha on all the paiskim that are machmir lechatchila without a hefsid that a klisheni is asis bekulai. And with an irei klimi, should even light their sakaki luach. The only machmir that it goes kadek klipa. So the kasha is it's a dava pella. The way we paskin, the shach has a gavaldig kasha. He calls it raya's baruris. He calls it a solid raya that the irei of that klisheni can't be as mavashal. Not more than kadek klipa. He says it can't be more than irei. Can't be more than kadek klipa. And I'll point out the Machaber, when he brought Machmir and Klishayin, he said the Machmir Kedek Klipa. He didn't say the Machmir more than Kedek Klipa. So this is the Shach, he says it can't possibly go over Kulay.
Why should you say that the Rabbi that Iri tradition for the Nisak and Kiluah is more common? If it's Nisak Kiluah, then why more than Klishayin?
Because the Shach Lishitosa here holds there's no difference Nifsak Aloy Nifsak. And he also, when we learn from Chazal that it's Mevashel Kedek Klipa, means all Eroys. And he's saying that an Eroy, no, it is also logical, that an Eroy Nifsak HaKiluach is worse than a Klisheni, because the Klisheni itself is Nifsak HaKiluach. The Klisheni is not attached to the Klirish. And the Tefaris were already Makarer. Right. So an Eroy Shen Nifsak HaKiluach can't be worse. So that is the Taino, because an Eroy is also Nifsak, and it doesn't have Tefaris Makarer. Well, he's talking about the quality of what the heat of the what the heat could do. And that's what he's saying. The quality of the whatever the heat could be piled, he's saying that's what it could be piled. The truth is, you could have more than a second. You could be pouring for a long time.
Not with nifsak.
You could have many spritzes. It's not. We don't pass in the kamei yarais. There's a shita that kamei yarais is belei amua. We don't pass in that way. What? Yeah, but you could have a klisheni where you first put the chicken soup into the klisheni, and then you put in the lakshin. You put in the matzo ball. So now you want to know, did this become fleishig? Matzo ball is a bad example. It absorbs all the soup into it. But sometimes it's not spongy that you put in a spoon. You put a milk spoon into the chicken soup. So there's no irui, because it's already in the klisheni, and then you put a milk soup. You want to know what a milk spoon. You want to know what the din is. The halacha lemaisa, kol apayskim agree that klisheni were machmir lechatchila, and were mekel behefsid. Some say behefsid ksas, some say behefsid meruva, but basically everyone agrees halacha lemaisa that a klisheni where machmir lechatchila. Will make up a diyadit. In the philosophy of it, there's a tremendous spread in the paiskim when you have tsarufim. What really is klisheni? There's a strong argument. Mechaber amah mekel. The shach is mekel that doesn't go bekulai. The shach actually in the shach is mechalik between machol and kalim. He says that it goes kadei klipa in foods and it doesn't go kadei klipa in kalim. Except he says a klicheres, which is easy to absorb, but. So, Kalim, you have to kasha at all, like the Shah. Shah's an in between Shita. Everyone's trying to answer Steeris and find Kalu. Again, we pass in again that Lechatchila, it's always Balea, and Babs and Maruba, where Mekel be the added.
The
cliche.
The Rub's case. And the soup spoon went in there.
You kasher it. We tell a person to kasher the spoon, it's not Epsom Aruba. If it's a piece of china and it's Epsom Aruba, we'd be Mekel. What? If it's kedek klipa, it's not kasher with Eroi.
Is there a story to say that the aerator that's in the faucet makes it nifsak hakiluach? Because it breaks up.
I don't think it's physically true, though. I think there's constantly a flow.
It breaks it up into little.
Yeah, but the constant droplets. Streams are just broken into small streams. They don't come out as droplets, do they? Maybe it depends how fast the stream. Yeah. Okay. So this is the din of a klisheni. As I say, there's a tremendous machlokes hapaiskim, and it's quite confusing by itself. Except that the bottom line is pretty consistent. There are two things left. One is to try to answer the Mikusa Kesis kasha. It's a very stark kasha. But before that, I want to tell you I had an interesting experience. with Dayan Weiss, the author of the Michas Yitzchak. I went to Eretz Yisrael Sukkis in 1980, and I was learning Tarulis Pasuk B'Chol. I was learning Yeridaya then, and I went into Dayan Weiss, and he told me that he answers Shilas tomorrow from whatever 10 till 12. If I want, I could sit and listen. When he answered Shilas, there's God in his sukkah. So I went, I sat down, I think there were one or two others there, and we listened. The truth is, there wasn't a single Shila that I learned the Chiddush from. Because I realized that the same Shilas that he asked us ordinary folk, they ask Dayan Weiss also. All of the usual Shilas about mostly Hilchas Sukkah Shilas, very few Moshe B'Cholom Shilas. If any, I don't even remember. I remember being very disappointed at the quality of Shilas in Yerushalayim. You know, like the same things that happen here happen there. It's not like they're. However, in the breaks between the Shilas, I was able to ask him a few things. I asked him a question which I ad hayayim don't have clarity in these Shilas. The question is, our main problem is China. People call me with shilas. You could kasher. Things you could kasher, it's not a big deal. Things you can't kasher that are cheap, not a big deal. A coffee mug, it's not a coffee mug. The main difficulty that I have with people asking shilas is when it's a China piece and it's expensive, and sometimes it's a serving piece, and sometimes it can't be replaced, and it can't be kasher. So the question is, can we gobble together? This is what I asked them. We put together a bunch of kulas. First of all, yeah, the shittas that China is glazed and has a din of glass. And we don't paskin that way, but it's a tziruf. Second of all, there's the Bala Itta shita that even a klicheres could be kashid with three kasherings. Bala Itta says that even though the Gemara says klicheres ain't a yaitzimi de daf yav la'ilam, the kliya never totally comes out. Even with three times, it doesn't totally come out. But if you kasher it three times, it's like a chazakah. You have a right to assume that the next time you use it, whatever's going to come out the next time would have come out one of those three times. That's a Bala Itta Shita. I want to use the Bala Itta Shita. Plus, I don't want to use these two shitas in a klirishin. Someone put China in a klirishin, I'm not going to be samech on two shitas that are das yachid. But nobody ever called me with a shayla that they put a piece of China into a klirishin. I want to say, plus, that the whole thing in the first place is a shayla of klisheini, or of Davagush, which we didn't get to, a Sif Gimel. It's questionable in the first place, if the Bliya went in, could you be Mekel? This is what I asked him. He said to me about Klisheni and Davagush, that you cannot be Mekel, and he was Masber. He said the only time you use Snifim, Tzerufim, Mitzaref, different Shitas, is you have to have one Iker Shita, and then you use other Shita. You have one Shita that really you'd be Mekel on. Just Lamaisa Wamachmer. So then you start putting together shitas that we don't paskel like, you make some new snifim. You can't take a bunch of snifim of shitas that it's clear we don't paskel like. I think I asked him also 12 months. Notice I was asking the three together. The glazed, the three kasherings, I'm waiting 12 months. The chacham tzvi, those three, plus it's only a klisheini. Now, I don't know the point system to sniff him, but it sounds like a lot, you know, it sounds like enough. So it's interesting that he told me that Dova Gush, we pass in his Osir, Klisheni, we pass in his Osir, and the Tzerufim don't help you. And even though Bebsim Aruba, it's Mutter, Klisheni will make, well, Bebsim Aruba, it's Mutter. But the Sneefim, you can't make Sneefim this way. I was surprised that he talked about a klisheni that way, because Mechaber Ramah, a mekel on a klisheni. So Chacham is machmer in a klisheni. He's machmer. He's mekabeh, but with a tzirup. So lemaisa, he was machmer. Now hefsim meruvu make on klisheni anyway, and stame hefsim. So he sell these tzini from one not enough. I think so. Maybe I don't think so. But anyway, it taught me a lesson that even though in Shulchan Aruch they have mekilim. But Lamaise, if you look at all the Paiskim since the Shulchan Aruch was written in 1550. You know, there's been a lot of Sfarim since then. If you look at every single Sefer, without exception, they're all Machmer HaKlisheini. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Chachmas Adam and the any Sefer about the HaShulchan. Anybody put out a Sefer, the kids of Shulchan Aruch. We all Paskim to be Machmer HaKlisheini, except Esa Meruva. So, even though the source, the strong Rai is to be Mekel, but he didn't want to be Mekel. Yep. I definitely argued with Rebelski about the coffee on the airplane because I once flew with him, I believe, to Belgium. And he drank the coffee on the airline and we discussed. I mean, I didn't. You know, he knows a lot more than me, if you don't realize. I was just asking him, you know, two things. I was asking, why is not machmer on Bishul Akum? And at least get hot water and put the coffee in a packet of coffee yourself. And why is not chayshish that the coffee pot was washed with the trefa kelim? This was, I don't know which airline. It wasn't a kosher airline. What? The soap is pugging. The problem with that is that all dishwashers that I'm aware of in the first cycle don't use soap. In the first cycle, they use hot water without soap to clean. And then they clean. Those first, it washes soap. Off the dirt, whatever it's called. And then, in the subsequent cycles, they use soap, to my knowledge. And what? Why is it pugging? There's no soap at that time. But you can't take somebody that's already treif and put soap on it and kasher it that way by paying pagan it. Once it becomes treif, putting soap in is not going to help. Now, the truth is that Rabelski's right. There are many tzerufim on the dishwasher shayla. It's not borer in the first place that there was ever a dover treif that was there when the spritz went. And since the spritz only goes kedei klipa, so the kedei klipa, it can only answer if in that kedei klipa you have a little bit of treifis on the coffee pot. If the treifis is next to the coffee pot, more than a kedei klipa away, the blia won't go. The blia won't travel. So that it would seem to be better. Now, Rafael Cohen tied is, but the dishwasher fills up with zeya, and therefore it should be a problem. But it's, yeah, so that depends on whether the dishwasher is a klirishin, is not a klirishin. I'm not familiar. I know the dishwashers in the hotel are all klirishin. They have heating elements in them. Many of the dishwashers in the people's homes, you don't realize it, but at the bottom have an element. And anyway, what you're referring to, I don't know the pratim, but this was the discussion we had. And Rebelski was Mekel. But the Eved, you have to realize that it's... That you're talking already not about using the pot. You're talking about the coffee once it's cooked in the pot. Are you chayshish the coffee is treif? Even if it was peleya, how much was a peleya? That is probably less than shishim in the coffee anyway. And we're not talking about using, we're talking about drinking the coffee. If you want, he'll be here in Mitz Hashem one of these weeks. You'll ask him. What? Cup? It could be, I don't remember this. The fellow whose wedding we went to is making a bar mitzvah in 2 months on his oldest son. So it was at least 14 years ago. I don't know if he has an older daughter or that. So, what? The hot water
would
have been awesome for that same reason. The hot water. Oh, yeah, hot water has Bishalakov. Yeah, hot water wouldn't help you. Yeah, I meant that's Bishalakov. Yeah, I meant to special aqua when I said hot water. You take hot water, you put in.
Hot water would have been awesome too, because
hot water. Al Treifus would be the same Shaila. Yeah. I only meant Al Sibishalakum. You know, if you want to, if somebody asked me about going on Alal and taking the coffee, if you're not Machmer and Bishalakum of coffee, which most of America obviously is not, they buy coffee in all the stops. You're not Machmer. The Kitzur says it's Lechatchila should be Machmer. You should be Yitzur. So, you know, some people are traveling, they're drowsy, and they need it. Some people always need it. But I tell people, better take hot water and put the packet in yourself. You want to fly, you fly in Yalal, take along a little packet of coffee, ask them for a cup of hot water, and you put it in yourself. You avoid the issues of... Bishalakov and Yalal, the Pesachei Tshuva says that Bishalakov applies to Fry Yidin. As I state in Pesachei Tshuva. It's Machlekes Yishayinim. I'm not making it up. If you look in the Chesed, I'm saying so the Ramban is Mekel. I think we hold that way. All right, we got sidetracked. There were two things I wanted to say about Klisheini. So that's the first thing. The other thing is to say a teretz for the Nekudas HaKesef. I'll share with you the teretz that Rav Palm said, and it's a Gevaldige Metzia. The Maramokim, because it's a Maramokim that you just have to know. But before, I just want to explain to you the issue, and I'll show you. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger under a Prima Gadim in Simon Samaches. The Rav Palm learned with us, where I'll show you in a second. A short Rabbi Kiva Eger. Chavis Das says the same thing, except that it's a couple of hundred lines. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger Kedarkei says the same thing in three lines. His question is the following: we paskin Tatoi Gavar. That means that the bottom is cold. You take something hot and put it on something cold. So the hot thing only goes kedei klipa in the bottom. Just like iri kli rishon only goes kedei klipa. The same thing, the if you have a hot piece of meat on a milchka plate, unless the plate is truly milchik, no shayla, so you cut off a kedei klipa, which is the thinnest piece you can cut that stays together, and that's kedei klipa. The rest of it is mutter. Shaila. What happens if I have a milchka plate? I put a hot steak on top of it. So what do we say? That only goes kedei klipa because I had to make a lebala. Before the bliya could go in the whole steak, then where's the heat? It's from the top. The top heat gets cooled from the bottom. I put a steak on top of it, and now something goes on top of the steak. Now, a piece of cheese touches the top of the steak. Do we say, well, I had to make a lebala? The bliya didn't go b'kula, because it cooled off. Or don't we? Or another example, I have a hot pot of water, and let's say it's a milchika pot, a pot of hot milk. I put it on a fleishiga counter, it only goes kedei klipa, because I had to make a lebala. Before the bliya could travel, it cools off. Does that mean that this pot is now cold in the eyes of halacha? If something falls into the pot, it cooled off. Or do I say, well, the pot is still hot. It's only in its relationship with the thing under it that this applies. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, you don't have a Shulchan Aruch, but those, if you want, later, it's a great Maramachim because it's the Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's the end of Simon Samaches under the Prima Gadim. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the aside, which is very logical, Tatoi gaver haynu loymer she'ein koyach le'isur zeh lesser tzaynin shetachtov. The Kiveg is on the bottom of Simon Samaches. The Shulchan Aruch Samaches starts on the same page. She'ein koyach le'isur zeh lesser tzaynin shetachtov elu kedei klipa. In the relationship between the top and the bottom, it only goes kedei klipa mishum de tatoi gaver. Avo kol zman shetachtov nadayin loy nizgaber ela elyon lekararoi. But with your eyes, you could see it didn't cool off the top one. He says, neither to say that it has the power to asa things, just like it's a klirish. So the way, as I recall, Rapam explained this Nekudas HaKesef, and I think the way he answered was that Ira klirish goes kedei klipa. Not because we nem on that the spritz cooled off. It's not because we nem on. It's because the spritz is an eloi, the eroi is an eloi, and the thing that you're talking about is a tatoi. In other words, you pour your chicken soup into a into a bowl. So we're saying that the Iroi only goes Kedei Klipa. So we're asking Akasha, why does the Iroi only go Kedei Klipa? Klisheni goes Bekulai. Teretziz, because now we're talking about a Blia from this top thing into the bottom thing, or from the bottom into the top. You're talking from the bottom into the top, or the top into the bottom. That's the din of Iroi Klirishin, is a din of Tatoi Gavar, and it only goes Kedei Klipa. Now, you have another shot. What about the soup that I poured in? If something falls into the soup, what's the din of that? So if someone falls in the soup, klisheni goes bekulai. Fred the klus hakesef, how could it be? Lagabe the plate under it, where it's an iroi, which is more than a klisheni, it only goes kedei klipa. And lagabe the thing on top of it, it goes bekulai. Teretz is, yeah, because one's on top and one's on bottom. The thing that's on bottom, it only goes kedei klipa. But it itself stays hot. It's very logical, Rabbi Kivega says. It itself stays hot. But gotta be something on top of it. It goes bekulai. Of course, if you have a klisheni and you put the klisheni on top of something cold, no one's gonna say it goes bekulai down. Downwards is one din and upwards is another din. They're two separate halachas.
So, in
something that's hot. Yeah, an iroi on a klirishin goes bekulai. There's no question. In Iroi, on some of the clearings, the question has been asked, and I'm not sure what the answer is. There are places where they heat up the plates. They heat up plates prior to using it. Or, sometimes, you drink one coffee, you want the second cup of coffee.
Sometimes if you take your freshly clean plate out of the dishwasher,
it's still, or it's still hot from the dishwasher. Good. If the dishwasher is hot by itself, and then you put something onto it, do you say, Defanis Makaris? Well, if the plate is Yatzir Ledes Bay, I think everyone will agree that you can't say Defanis Makaris. If it's less than it, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how wide it goes. Sometimes you take a second cup of coffee, the mug is still hot. And what happens is the second time you fill it up, you have something that could Aser. So I don't know. I don't know what the din would be.
You're explaining but Iroi is the Togavar.
We're explaining the Kula of Iroi, that it only goes Kedei Klipa as being a function of Iloi and Tatoi.
The problem is that Tatoi Gavar is only a Chumra Ba'alma, that the Ramaz make all over there.
No, Tatoi Gavar is not a Chumra Ba'alma. By Nifsa Kakiluach, it's a Chumra Ba'alma.
If you can't find the Klipa by Tatoi Gavar.
No, the Magen Avraham, it says over there in Tzadik Aleph. Only by Irish and Nifsa Kakiluach, which is a Chumra Ba'alma, there never a Klipa will make. But if I recall correctly, you're looking at inside the Caliph, right? Never a Klipa. But by Kalim? Yeah, and Kalim, of course. Or Kalim and food, both. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sorry. So basically, just to sum up, what we learned today is not so complicated, even though there are certain variables. Oh, wait, there's one last thing I wanted to tell you. What we learned today is simple. Klirishin, Kulai, Lekuliyama, it's only a shiloh of how hot. Ira Klirishin, Kedei Klipa, Lekuliyama. By Nifsak HaKiluach, we have a machlaikis if it's a Chumra Balma or not. By Klisheini, Lahalacha, where Machba Lechatchila, Mekel, Behefsa Meruba, it's a tremendous machlaikis Rishayini, machlaikis HaPaiskim, what the din of Klisheini is. Comes along the Chachmas Adam. And he does this here. And he does it, the Chayei Adam, and there's Shulis from Sefer that agrees with him, and he turns everything upside down. I don't know what to do, halacha l'maisa, with this. You know, you learn whole Shem and Shin Yudches, you learn it happened, you learn whole Hachas Bishul, you memorize Klisheni, Klishlishi, all the dinim. Suddenly you bump into a Chayei Adam, which the Mishnah Berurah brings the Sharat Tzion in one place, but he has opportunities to bring it in many places, he doesn't, in one place. Chayei Adam comes along, in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Chachmas Adam here, and he says, you should know, all of this that you're learning is when the water is not Yad Nichmas Bay. It's not so hot that it could burn your hand. If it's Yad Nichmas Bay, even Kli Shlishi, Kli Revi, Kli Chamishi, it doesn't matter. If it's so hot that it could burn a person's hand, then there's no Heter, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, it doesn't matter how hot it is, it's always not only Maflut and Mafliyah, but Mavashal on Shabbos. This is what he says. Some Sefer writes in a tshuva that the minig is kavaseh. It's in Yeridayas and Mitzadikay. That the minig is like the chayyadam. He's machmer a little more even than the chayyadam. I don't know what you do with it. You know, you look at every single pasuk. They all talk klisheini, klishlishi. They all say his mutter. Klisheini is a machloikis. The taz, the shach, the mechaber, the ramah. No one ever said that there's a temperature difference in the maximum. When it goes up, that there's a certain maximum temperature where nothing matters. Never heard of it. It comes along, the Chayyad, the Chafas Adam, and he tells us this Chumrah. Svara makes a lot of sense. So Ramesh's Tshuva, according to this, is not talking about Yad Nichlis Bay. Every Tshuva that talks about Klisheni doesn't mention this, except for some cipher. I mean, I can't say every, I'm not a Baki, but you could try to do a computer search. I don't know what to do with it. I Pasha don't know what to do if it's so hot. If someone asks a Shaila, I don't ask him if it's Yad Nichlis Bay, I just tell him the Halacha. Someone would tell me, but it was so hot, I don't know what I would tell him. It's a chumrah of the Chachmas Adam. I'm not a big expert in how hot is Yad Nichlis Bay, but sometimes things are scalding hot. You know, I got news, chicken soup stays hot very long. Sometimes you get the chicken soup on Shabbos, and it burns the tongue. I don't know if it burns the hand. So it's a chumrah, tremendous. What? Out of the sink... Is it 140 degrees? People get burns from sink water? Yeah. I guess it depends how high you set the thermostat. So what do you do with this Chachmas Adam? What am I supposed to do with it? Is the Chachmas Adam a das yachi? You know, someone says something, I can't point to anybody who argues with him. But I'm asking you, the Shach, the Tal, everyone argues. They're stevis and gemaris. They don't say this gemara is Yad Nichlis Bay, this gemara is not Yad Nichlis Bay. I'm ashamed that Chafetz Chaim would be here. He'd explain it to me, but I don't understand. Illogical it is. I mean, logically I understand it, but what? Which Mishnah? I'm sure he has some source for it.
I drink a tea in klishlishi on Shabbos.
Yeah.
It is hot.
It's very hot. Burns your tongue even a klishlishi. So I don't know. This, this throws cold water on everything we learned. It's an expression. We learn all this, and then Yad Nichlis Bay is different. Kapanim, these are the rules. We're going to get next week, Siv Gimel Dalet Hay and Vav, are the rules of two foods that touch each other, when they're beleya, how they're beleya, and that will start in the show.